put it on the lapel. That's what something was off, huh? I know something wasn't working right. You're supposed to bend it that. Good evening. How are you all? Marvelous. Every day is a great day. Well, y'all ready to get to work? Okay. Catching the waves of revival, we're going to cover the fourth and fifth stages. That's chapters number 15 and 16 in your books. Now, remember, we're not able to cover all of these in extensive depth and detail. So that's going to require of you to be a pursuer of God's word. And I would that, you know, you would take that same initiative for all of the instructors. Sometimes we're not able to cover an entire book in a semester. But all of these books that Apostle has chosen is to train us in apostolic government. Amen? Amen. So chapter number 15, which is the it's the fourth stage, and it's times of revealing. Okay, let's roll.
Times of revelation.
Times of revelation.
It's like the early rain.
It's like the early rain.
That comes from the presence of God.
That comes from the presence of the Lord.
Times of repentance.
Times of repentance.
Is the breaking up of the
Breaking up of the fallow ground.
Of her heart.
Of her heart.
So that every idle ground.
So that every idle ground.
Is repossessed.
Is repossessed.
And used for God's glory.
And used for God's glory.
Times of refreshing.
Times of refreshing.
Is like the latter rain.
Is can be likened unto the latter rain.
Coming from God's presence.
Which comes from God's presence.
Causing the seed to germinate.
Causing the seed to germinate.
And mature into a harvest.
And to mature into a harvest.
The seed rises to its full potential.
The seed. We're in the kingdom of God is a seed kingdom. One of the things I like about God is everything, not some things. What I said?
Everything.
I that's not all I said. Everything. Not some things. Okay. Everything, not some things. It's based upon the seed. It's a seed sowing kingdom. You can put this down in your notes. The seed in the earth realm, are you listening? Mm-hmm. Is like God. It's the source. Are you listening? Mm-hmm. So once you put a seed in the ground, you never have to worry about running out. Wow. And that's not just dealing with finances. Because the first seed that must be sown in all of our hearts is the word of God. Jesus in the parable of the sower say the seed is the word of God. So we're in a seed kingdom. The whole kingdom of God operates by the seed. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
So the power of a sown seed. So you have the seed, you have the soil, mm-hmm. The soil is the minds of men, the soul of men. Your spirit is already complete. So that seed must be planted in your mind and must germinate with your mind in order for you to produce the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God as your minds are being transformed. Yes, sir. Are you listening?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Read, sir.
The seed rises to its full potential in life.
See, the seed is responsible for the harvest, right? Because harvest bespeaks maturity. The church is headed for maturity. Amen. Time for us to grow up. Yes. Read, sir.
The seed rises to its full potential
the
in life.
The seed rises to its full potential in life.
And now we are in the times of refreshing.
And now we're in the times of refreshing. Now just think about that. You can't eat no apple that's not fully ripe. You don't want no orange or banana. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
You go to the store and bananas green. Now they tell me that's when they're supposed to be at their best. I disagree. I need mine to be yellow because I don't like it how it tastes green. I feel if it's yellow, it reached maturity. Somebody said, no, it reached sweetness. Oh, y'all with me now? I'm saying that because harvest bespeaks maturity and no fruit is ready to be eaten if it have not reached its maturity. Neither can no one eat from you if you still a baby.
That's right. That's good.
Read, sir.
We are keenly conscious.
We are keenly conscious.
That he is in us and with us.
That God is with us and God is in us.
We have found the fullness of joy in his presence.
We have found the fullness of joy in God's presence. Y'all know what the scriptures say. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. Here's something you need to note. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes, sir.
Didn't say your joy.
Right.
Say his joy.
Amen.
Y'all know what God's joy is? God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his people. What a joyous thing. So when we rejoice about others' prosperity, yours is sure to come.
Amen.
If you work the system.
Amen.
Or the principles.
Yes, sir.
Reads, sir.
One, understanding the times of revealing.
Number one, we must understand the times of revealing.
One, the times of revealing is the time of manifestation.
The times of revealing is the times of manifestation.
Of the Son of God.
Manifestation of the Son of God.
In the sons of God.
It's the manifestation, notice the writer how he says that. It's the manifestation of the Son of God in the sons of God. Are you listening? The manifest, you know, Paul put it this way. He said, little children, I travail until Christ be formed in you. Mm-hmm. Christ, according to Hebrews chapter number 3, Christ is the chief apostle. Are you listening?
Yes,
and he's the one who built the church.
Yes,
the Bible says Moses was faithful in all of his house as a servant.
Amen.
But Christ as a son. Over his own house.
Yes,
whose house are we? Y'all don't want to talk now. So when the Bible says, let not your heart be troubled, you believe God, believe also in me. He say, in my Father's house are many mansions. He wasn't talking about heaven.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, now I took away your funeral text. Don't get mad. He was talking about this spiritual house.
Yes.
Christ is a builder of his house,
mm-hmm.
whose house are we?
Yes.
And that house is inhabited by the Spirit. Are you listening?
Yes.
Yeah, you are the house of God. God said, I don't dwell in temples made with hands. I dwell in you. Hello?
Yes.
Religion will have you thinking the building is the church. The church is the ecclesia. It's the called out. Are you listening? According to Colossians 2, I believe it's Colossians 1:13. The church is the firstborn from the dead. The church is the firstborn from the dead. Christ is the head of the church. The church is his body. Do you understand that in this time of revival, the head been out the grave, but the body getting up? Oh, y'all don't want to talk now. The resurrection power of Christ was not just in the head. It was designed to be in the whole body. But when the body is not properly trained and the body doesn't have an apostle and a prophet to make sure that government is right, then you cannot see all that God has.
Yes,
Read, sir.
Christ is going to be made manifested in the saints.
Christ is going to be made manifest in his saints, which is his church.
Matthew 16, chapter 28, and then Matthew 17, 1 through 3. The transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory.
Y'all see how sheepish he did that? Huh? Okay, what's the reference again?
Matthew, the 16th chapter, the 28th verse.
And Matthew 16, verse number 28, and?
Matthew 17, chapter.
And Matthew, the 17th chapter, the first through the third verse, which talks about the transfiguration of the Christ. Notice the transfiguration of the Christ. That's when Christ went up on that mountain. And Moses and Elijah, thought Moses was dead. Moses and Elijah appeared with him in the mount. Are you listening? But Christ transfigured before them, showing the glory that's in his body. Oh, Lord have mercy. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Christ, until Christ is formed in you, there is no hope of glory. Christ must be formed in you. What do you mean formed in me? Not religiously. So you can do the very works he did.
Amen.
Feeding the poor. Clothing people who are homeless. All that's nice, fine, and good. But that's not the works that Christ talked about. Christ said, go tell John the things that you see. Blind eyes are open. Lame men walk. The dead are raised. Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
That's what the body is supposed to be doing. But if the body isn't covered properly with apostolic government, then you have a church operating with no power.
My God.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead, sir.
The transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory.
The transfiguration was the coming forth of God's glory.
Through a human body.
Through a human body. What? God's glory wants to be made manifest in these earthen vessels.
Yes.
Are you listening? If the same spirit, Romans 8 and 11, that raised up Jesus from the dead, dwell in you, dwell in you, dwell in you, dwell, takes up residence in you, then the Bible says our mortal bodies, our death-doomed bodies, our corruptible bodies shall be quickened by the same spirit that got him out the grave. The church is not ready because of a lack of immaturity. The church is waiting on the rapture. God is not going to use the rapture to defeat the enemy.
Amen.
The church cannot leave until the enemy has been made the footstool of the church. Christ is the head of the body, which is his church. The feet are on the church. The Bible says the last enemy that shall be destroyed. 1 Corinthians 15, you read it. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death himself. But I feel like the church is like Martha and Mary. When Jesus said, do you believe I can raise up Lazarus? Yeah, way back at the last day. I believe that's where the church is today. Oh, yeah, when the rapture comes. Oh, yeah, when the second coming of Christ come, I have something some of y'all do. I wish people would read their own Bible. Jesus has been back here for a long time.
Amen.
The church won't recognize it
because
they're still in the religion. Jesus in St. John chapter 14 said that I'm coming back to you. He say, right now I'm with you, Emmanuel, but I'm coming back as Holy Spirit, God in you. So when the Holy Spirit descended upon the day of Pentecost,
yes. Holy God.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. You ain't gonna learn this in Bible books, though. That's what you get when you're in the apostolic government. The church been waiting on Jesus to come back. Jesus said, "I've been here."
Come on,
I mean, the Holy Spirit represents the fullness of the Godhead in your body.
Yes. Amen.
But that's a whole nother lesson for the church. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, with the Holy Ghost, with God himself, and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Luke 1:37 saying, nothing shall be impossible with God, not to God, with him. Emmanuel, God with me. Yes. Holy Spirit, God in me, God with me.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
We're about to see the Son of God.
We're about to see the Son of God.
Made manifest in the sons of God.
Made manifest in the sons of God.
And expressing himself in all his fullness.
And expressing himself in all of his fullness.
Through the church.
Through the church. That means, hell, we out the grave. We cannot be afraid of no situation.
Amen.
I like Tasha Cobb's song where she talks about, she say, no fire can burn me.
Yes.
No battle can turn me. Yes. No mountain can stop me because he holds my hand. Y'all ain't talking to me up here. Yes. I'm walking in your victory because your power lives within me. Yes. No giant can defeat me because you hold my hand.
Yes.
The church is rising in power because of apostolic government. You got to have an apostle. You got to have somebody to connect to God's government that the portals of heaven is open so we can do something. Read, sir.
Number two, the times of revealing.
The times of revealing.
Is also a time of seeing.
Is a time of seeing.
The fullness of who we are.
The fullness of who we are in the Christ. See, until we know who Christ is, we will never understand who we are. We are Christ.
Amen.
We are heirs of God,
yes.
Joint heirs with the Christ.
Yes.
Heirs of God first, joint heirs next. We have received the adoption of sons, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The whole creation been waiting for the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of a living God.
Yes.
Those who could do the works that he did. You can't do the works that Jesus did until you be transformed into a son. That cannot happen without the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Read, sir.
All that God has deposited inside
All that God hath deposited inside of us
will come into his fullness.
Will come into its fullness.
Our life. Calling in ministry.
Our lives and calling in ministry.
Will come to express more of Christ.
Will come to express more of Christ.
We will come to greater maturity.
We will come to greater maturity.
In our character.
In our character.
And expression of Christ's life.
And in our expression of Christ's life. Can I say something up here? We ought to be reflecting the image of the invisible God. People can't see God, but they see us. When are we going to get like Jesus? If you won't see the Father, look at me. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I'm bold. My brother, he can tell you, I preach like this all the time. I am Christ. You won't see the Father? Look at me. Got a blue suit on tonight. Yeah, with some light blue pinstripe. How you know? Go ahead, read, sir.
The times of revealing will also bring the ministry of Christ to full maturity.
The times of revealing will bring the
ministry of Christ
to full maturity. I like that. Times of revealing. You want to know why? It's all based on revelation knowledge.
Amen.
He must first be revealed to you before he can be revealed in you, before he can be revealed through you. Go ahead, sir.
The apostles and prophets will come into full maturity and function.
Will come into full maturity and full function.
The times of revealing
is also a time of fulfillment
of the times of the Gentiles. This is God's time of harvest
of inheritance
in the saints. The times of revealing are going to be
times of acceleration of God's work
on the earth.
A quickening spirit
will be released upon the church.
A quickening spirit has been released upon the church.
And in everything she does.
So in other words, things are speeding up. Your money getting to you has sped up. You follow Apostle? Apostle not talking about what's going to happen. He's talking about what has happened.
Amen.
You got to understand his heart. He wants us to have this.
Yes,
he is not satisfied.
Yes.
Looking at him. This for us. Go ahead, sir.
The number of churches springing forth.
In the supernatural power.
Will rise quickly across the nation.
Will rise quickly across the nation.
The maturity process.
The maturity process
of the saints.
Of the saints
will be speeded up manyfold.
Will be speeded up manyfold.
The conversion rate of new Christians.
The conversion rate.
Conversion rate of new Christians will be very high.
Will be very high. Well, I know we couldn't have a conversation with them. Go ahead, read.
The impact upon city after city.
The impact upon city after city
will be a reality.
Will be a reality.
The times of revealing.
The times of revealing
will speed up the last three stages.
Will speed up the last three stages.
And revival will explode on us.
And revival will explode upon us.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration,
reformation, and the times of revival,
and the time of the revivalists
will climax in the last years before Christ.
Will
returns.
Climax in the last years before Christ. Baby, I got to talk to y'all. Y'all ain't seen no power yet. Y'all ain't seen no power yet. God is not coming back for some little weak punk, wrinkled up church. Yes, coming back for a church full of power.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
When Christ is fully made manifest,
when Christ is fully made manifest in the saints,
the process of revival becomes unstoppable.
The process of revival becomes unstoppable.
When Christ is made manifest,
when Christ is made manifest,
he will destroy the influence and power of sin.
He will destroy the power and the influence of sin.
Every influence and temptation of sin.
Every influence and every temptation of sin
will be brought under the subjection of the saints.
Will be brought into subjection under the saints. All right, I know. Next chapter. I don't need all that. How much time we got back there? Okay, let's go. I'm very patient.
Chapter 16, times of restoration.
Chapter number 16 times of restoration. Now, here's something Apostle always say. Before you can make a recovery, you must first make a discovery. Okay, I know. All right, y'all been listening. Okay, go ahead.
The times of restoration.
The times of restoration.
Is the invisible, is inevitable result of allowing God.
Is the inevitable
result of allowing
result
God.
Of allowing God.
To move us forward into his will and purpose.
To move us forward into his will and purpose.
Help us to be fully restored.
To help us fully, to be fully restored.
And brought back into God's original plan for our lives.
And brought back unto God's original plan for our lives, which is to dominate, yes, have dominion. Go ahead, sir.
God restores back to us all that the devil has stolen from us.
God restores back to us all that the devil has stolen from us.
We also receive much more than we have lost.
We also receive much more than what we have lost.
God is a God of restoration.
God is a God of restoration.
And he always restores more than what we have lost.
And he always restores more than what we have lost.
Number one, areas of divine restoration.
Areas of divine restoration.
Man.
Man.
Redeemed man will be fully restored to the image and likeness of Christ.
Redeemed man will be fully restored unto the image and to the likeness of Christ.
In Christ.
In Christ.
The redeemed man not only gains all that Adam had.
In Christ, the redeemed man does not only gain all that Adam had lost.
But also gains all that Christ has achieved.
But he also Man also gains in redemption all that Christ have achieved on our behalf.
Mm-hmm. Amen. The redeemed man is restored in.
The redeemed man is restored.
In his spirit.
In his spirit.
A new spirit is given to him.
A new spirit is given to him.
His image and likeness.
His image and his likeness.
God's nature is in him.
God's nature is in us.
Spiritual relationship.
Spiritual relationship.
He cries.
He cries.
Abba, Father.
Abba, Father.
Spiritual dominion.
Spiritual dominion.
Anointed as kings and priests.
We are anointed as kings and priests in him.
Spiritual maturity.
Spiritual maturity.
He can now go on to perfection.
We can now go on to what?
Perfection.
Perfection.
Prosperity.
Prosperity.
The Lord work with them and confirm their work. Words and
the Lord works with them, confirming his word
with signs and wonders
following. In case y'all don't know it, prosperity is a divine sign.
Amen.
This world understand nothing about no Jesus. They know about that mean green, though. But church so broke, that's why people don't want to be saved. I wouldn't want y'all God anyway. You invite me to your church. Y'all got funeral fan, still singing all them crazy songs, beat the devil running, and I'm so glad. Now, nobody got time for that. Go ahead, sir.
Destiny. Becomes the channel of God to be blessing to all mankind.
Destiny becomes the channel of God to be a blessing to all mankind.
Truth. God is restoring truth which he once entrusted to his church.
God is restoring truth which he once entrusted to his church. Now, truth supersedes facts.
Yes,
see, the church got to know the difference between facts and truth.
Yes,
it's factual, certain things you see and witness, but it's not the truth. Because the way to change a fact is to apply the truth. Jesus said, sanctify them through thy word. St. John 17:17. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Speaking the truth in love. Speak the word in love. The word can take any situation and turn it if you stick with it.
Amen.
Y'all worry about how long it takes. It's never how long it takes.
Amen.
I told you, God is the God of the now.
Yes.
It's already done.
Amen.
You just got to keep walking, baby.
Amen.
Go ahead, sir.
The Holy Spirit is teaching the believer.
The Holy Spirit is teaching the believer.
Day by day.
Day by day.
The aspects of truth.
The aspects of truth.
That are relevant for our lives.
That are relevant for our lives.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth.
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth.
The Holy Spirit will guide us into all the truth.
The Holy Spirit will not speak on his own.
The Holy Spirit will not speak upon his own initiative.
The Holy Spirit speaks what he hears.
The Holy Spirit only speaks what he hears the Father say and the Son say.
The Holy Spirit discloses what is to come.
The Holy Spirit reveals or make known what is to come. See, when you know what's going to happen, you have a right to just act up. Mm-hmm. See, Jesus act up. Jesus wasn't moved by nothing.
Amen.
Are you listening? Amen. They wake him up, tell him to win. Jesus not got power over that.
Right.
So why are y'all waking me up? Mm-hmm. When y'all could have been scrambling some egg, fix some grits, some bacon, and with a biscuit with some grape jelly and some orange juice and some pancakes. Instead of bothering me by some little wind blowing. When you got authority over the wind.
Amen.
Thank you for your enthusiasm. Go ahead.
Number three, the church.
The church.
God is restoring the church to her fullness of capacity.
God is restoring his church to the what?
Fullness of capacity.
To the fullness of capacity.
Her relationship and establishing it in intimacy.
Her relationship and establishing it in intimacy.
Her ministry and her ministers
are rising in power. You watch that clock back there. I told you throw a shoe if you got the baby. Go ahead.
Her capacity for service. As she learns to minister unto him as a priest. Her militance causing her to violently push back.
Her militancy. Causing her to violently put back. That y'all know that. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. So what you punking out? Crying. You know, I could have stayed home tonight. I was being checked and pressed all day long. You know what I told God? Lord, I ain't missed a service in 20 plus years. We ain't starting tonight. Ruth. Go ahead, sir.
Her militancy causing her to violently push back the gates of hell. She learns to walk in kingly anointing. The church will become the expression of the fullness of God. Chapter 17.
No, we ain't on no chapter 17. That's enough.
Okay.
Amen. You're trying to get me in trouble.
Amen.
But I will say this, children. The relationship. Don't be standing up on me. How many seconds they got back there?
6 minutes and 51 seconds.
Wow. Y'all get off a little early tonight. I do want to say this, though. Listen to me, children. When you understand the marriage union, most people just think the marriage union is, you know. The marriage union, according to Paul, says the marriage union was to be a representation of Christ and his relationship to his church. Now, see, y'all be talking about getting married and stuff. God said it was to be the representation of Christ and his relationship to his church. He protects his church. Y'all ready for this? He presents his church to himself, not having spot or wrinkle. You can't do that. Only he can. That's why God puts you in Christ. Christ is the protector and the savior of his body. Y'all ain't talking to me. See, y'all too worried about going to the altar to get married. God say, when you think about marriage, marriage is to be the representation of the union of Christ and his church. The two shall be made one flesh. Y'all ready for this? And nothing shall be impossible unto them. Now, nah, you meditate on that. Now, what chapters we got for next week? Chapter what?
17.
Chapter 17. All right. Give me the grades real quick. Hurry up. They ready to go.
67 A's.
We had 67 A's.
24 were perfect.
And 24 of those were perfect 100.
6 B's.
We had 6 B's.
2 C's.
We had 2 C's.
1 D.
We had 1 dumb as Dora.
And 0 F's.
And 0 F's. No, I ain't going to say that. I ain't going to be mad at you, but you know you shouldn't have been making no D. I know what you did. You had waited to after you ate that turkey and tried to take that test. It's a shame. All right. Y'all enjoy a great night, students.